You know, the Bible says that as iron sharpens iron, so does one man sharpen another. And leaders who have been gifted to lead need to get together and learn from one another. But the Bible also says that Christ has left us an example that we should follow in his steps. So the greatest leader of all time is Jesus Christ. And the more we study him, the sharper our leadership skills will be. All of you know Ken Blanchard, who became well known because of his book, The One-Minute Manager. It sold over 17 million copies. But he's written a number of other books, and he is a warm and thought-provoking speaker. Probably few people have impacted in a positive way the day-by-day management of people in the business world more than Ken Blanchard. He's appeared on a number of television programs, such as Today program, and he's been featured in a number of publications, such as Time and U.S. News and World Report. But in recent years, Ken has taken his Christian commitment to a deeper level, and he's been studying the leadership style of Jesus. And in recent years, he's had this emphasis on learning to lead like Jesus that is really helping not only churches and Christian people, but business people all across the land. And we're glad to have Ken Blanchard with us. In this first session, he's going to be joined by John Ortberg. Now, John Ortberg is the minister of the Menlo Park Presbyterian Church in California. He's a thought-provoking speaker and author. He's written the book, If You Want to Walk on Water, You've Got to Get Out of the Boat, and Everybody's Normal Until You Get to Know Them. And I know you're going to enjoy hearing from both Ken Blanchard and John Ortberg. Would you give them a warm welcome right now?
You know, I've been studying leadership for 35 years, and when I turned my heart over to the Lord and started to read the Bible, I went, wow, you know, this guy is the greatest leader of all time. I mean, he hired these 12 inexperienced people, one he knew was going to betray him, and what a job they did. They all were willing to die for him and the cause and all that, and I would say, wow, we got to really help everybody realize that Jesus is the greatest leadership role model of all time. And so that's really what we're here today, is because I think, John, there's an incredible need in the world for a new leadership model. We've seen what self-serving leaders do in business, in government, in education, in every kind of field. And we need people who lead like Jesus. Why are you here, John?
Well, I got up at 4:30 in the morning yesterday and spent the whole day on a plane to be here. Usually at conferences like this, I'll go someplace to just speak. But I'm here for this deal mostly to learn. Yeah. Because I think leadership for the church and leadership for our world and society is so key. And there's nobody to learn it from like Jesus. Yeah. So mostly I want to be here to just learn.
Yeah. Well, we're all going to learn today. Now, you're all probably saying, okay, come on, John Blanchard. You know, what relevance is Jesus to us as leaders? Let me first of all say leadership is an influence process. Anytime you're trying to influence the beliefs or the behaviors of someone else, you're engaging in leadership. So you're all leaders in the home, in the community, in business, every area. Now, would you hire Jesus as your consultant in leadership? You're probably wondering that. You know, I mean, what relevance did he have to what I'm doing? And what I'd like to do is just ask you some questions and see if you think that Jesus had any experience in this that might help you. Because he was out there trying to, what, change the world, change organizations, change people. Do you think that he had any experience dealing with accomplishing a mission with imperfect people? Have any of you ever dealt with any imperfect people at work or at home? You know, if you're not imperfect, raise your hand, and we know you lie about other things too. How about the second question, the need to establish a clear sense of purpose and direction? Did he have a clear sense? I mean, so clear about why he came. And it wasn't for him. It was really to save us and to spread the good news. How about, did he have any experience in recruitment and selection of people to carry on the work? Sure, not only the 12, but then he got other people involved in all. So tremendous experience in that. Training and development and delegation issues. Did he do any training? I mean, he poured his whole heart into these 12 who went out and spread.